Live Creative Now, episode 72.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind, or anything in between, no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. And it's how you change the world. My last episode, episode 71, was a no-holds-barred report from my fourth annual Create and Incubate Retreat, a sleepaway retreat that I've now hosted for 4 years in a row. And that report included the good, the bad, and the hysterical. So check that out at livecreativenow.com/072, or just keep listening on your podcast listening platform and it may pop right to the next one. That's how my iTunes is set up. Today's episode is really an announcement. And I'm going to start by sharing a newsletter that I sent to my calligraphy list. Now, if you didn't know, I have for the past 2.5 months, I guess, I've been creating content over on the blog and on Instagram that is specifically aimed at calligraphers or people who want to learn calligraphy. So I have a special newsletter just for that, my calligraphy newsletter. And this, what I'm about to share with you, is what I shared with those subscribers just a few days ago in an email. And you could read it, if you like, over on my blog. I'll include a link in the show notes at livecreativenow.com/072. So this is what I wrote. Hey, letter lover. There's an important announcement down below about the future of this newsletter. So if you're in a hurry, scroll down. Otherwise, read on. A week ago, I had just come home from my fourth annual Create and Incubate Retreat, where I made art and did lots of calligraphy, most of which I shared on my Instagram account at calligraphyhowto. Honestly, I wasn't planning on spending any time on social media while I was at the retreat, but my Calligraphy How-To Instagram account was experiencing something of a growth spurt. I arrived at the retreat on Wednesday with, I think I just hit 800 followers. And when I left on Sunday, 5 days later, my follower count was over 1,400. So it had grown very, very quickly. And the buzz of a fast-growing follower count is very, very addictive. And it was just too hard not to just try to leap in and ride that wave. So yeah, I spent a lot more time making calligraphy videos than I did playing in the creative sandbox. Now, making calligraphy videos is very fun, and I could do that happily all day long. But it is also a very product-oriented exercise, whereas playing in the creative sandbox is process-oriented. Rule number two of my Creative Sandbox Manifesto is think process, not product. And that was my original intention for the retreat, was to play in the Creative Sandbox as much as possible. But instead, I ended up spending my mornings at least making calligraphy videos. Now, my suspicion is that this crazy little growth spurt happened because a few of the videos I created went kind of viral, very randomly. I have no idea why these ones went sort of viral and other ones didn't. But if you want to see them, you can see them over at, I'll leave a link in the show notes at livecreativenow.com/072. I'll leave a link to where you can see those videos. One had almost At the time that I wrote this, the email had almost 7,700 views, 7,700 views. And another one that was from the day before that, actually, the last I checked, had 28,400 views. 28,400 views. Crazy, right? Crazy. So one of my retreatants asked me, how does it feel? How does it feel to, you know, have something go viral like that, knowing so many strangers are seeing your work? And honestly, what I said to her was, well, it's kind of fun, kind of exciting, and ultimately, it's meaningless. Because 28,000 views on a single video has not affected my life in any meaningful way whatsoever. It's kind of exciting, you know, and maybe it helped grow my Instagram following. It probably did. But I guarantee you, having 1,400 instead of 800 people on my Instagram, following my Instagram, has no real impact on my life. As I wrote in the email, my 15 seconds of quote-unquote internet fame, if you can even call it that, which I don't think you really can, but even if it was, 15 seconds of internet fame has not brought me, you know, thousands of new subscribers or clients or customers, hasn't brought me any book deals, no invitations to be on Oprah or Fresh Air or to speak on stage. Yeah, it got me riled up to create more videos for a while, which was kind of fun. But after the flurry of views, I'm still, I think the last time I checked it was at 1450. So I haven't, you know, it's about the same. And my average views on my videos is in the low hundreds, not even close to 28,000. Fame is fickle, right? And honestly, I think the most important thing that this brief little episode in going sort of viral has taught me is to really carefully consider where I put my energies. Do I want to put my energy into things that are momentarily exciting and momentarily surface validating, like creating videos that might possibly go viral on my calligraphy Instagram account? Or would I rather put my energy into the big important projects that I most want to accomplish? And of course, which scare me a lot, a lot. And that brings me to my important announcement. As I wrote to my calligraphy subscribers, I have so many things I want to create for you. I want to create more video. I love making the videos. I want to make more of them. I want to create more blog posts, both for the calligraphy followers and for the non-calligraphy followers. I want to make calligraphy practice sheets. I might even want to create, well, I do want to create, and I might even actually create a calligraphy course or more than one someday. I have so many things I want to create and so many other things that I want to create. I have this really long list. I shared it in my Creative Sandbox community Facebook group, all the projects that are literally written down as projects that I want to make happen and check off. Like this coloring book was one of those projects. It has been submitted for publication. I'm just waiting for Amazon to send me an email and let me know that, yep, it's live on our site. So I made, together with 17 members of my Creative Sandbox community, we created a coloring book together. That was a really big project. And I have another book that I want to create. Oh, and by the way, the coloring book, which is called Color Yourself Creative, coloring pages from the Creative Sandbox community. It's 40 designs by 17 artists. I'm one of the 17. And we're selling it at cost. We are not making a profit from it. It was a fun project for us to take on as a community. And it was a fun way for us to be able to share our creative endeavors with you. So it's going to be about $3.59 when it goes on sale, which is a pretty amazing steal. And it would make a fantastic gift, like holiday gifts. Holidays are coming up, birthday gifts, it's so inexpensive. Like, grab a bunch of them. And if you do, when you do, please leave a review over on Amazon, because that makes so much difference in helping other people to find it. Anyway, that's all aside. If you're a subscriber and insider, I will send an email, let you know as soon as the coloring book is ready. And if you want to get absolute first notification, go to coloryourselfcreative.com and pop your name and email in, and those people will be the absolute first to get an email from me. coloryourselfcreative.com. Okay, back to the main announcement here. As I was saying, I have so many things that I want to create. Huge long list, including a book. Not a coloring book, a book. Not a calligraphy specific book, although this announcement originally went to my calligraphy subscribers, and maybe I'll make a calligraphy specific book one day, who knows. This is the book that I have been wanting to write, that I have been writing on and off for years. This is a book that will help people get creating in whatever mode they want to. It's really like all of the philosophy and stuff and wisdom and ideas that I share here on the podcast and on my blog in book form. So a book that will help people to really get it, why creative play is so essential, and not just why, but how to get to it, how to get past the self-doubt, past the perfectionism, past imposter complex, past the comparison gremlins, and past everything else that gets in the way, whatever form your resistance takes. This is the thing that is pulling me most powerfully right now. It is calling to me, Melissa, get me done. This is the project that I am most eager to get to done on. And the good news is I have the content mostly written. It's mostly written, people. So it is really more a matter of editing and sort of wrangling rather than writing from scratch. The content is there. It's the hard work of fitting the content into figuring out what animal this content is going to become and building that animal, essentially. And I am bound and determined to get this book done and published by the time I turn 50, which is this November. So as in 2 months from now. So yeah, I have got to get a move on. Even lowering my expectations from perfect, which anybody has to do, as I think Patty Dye, one of my heroes, puts it, a book is never done, it's only published. I have to get to published. I absolutely have to get to published. And if I am going to get this book done in the next 2 months, that means I am going to have to stop putting time into things that are not the book so that I can put maximum time into the book. All of which means, much as I really hate to do this, I am going to be cutting back on all other writing and production. Cutting back on blog posts, cutting back on newsletters, restraining myself from making calligraphy videos for my @calligraphyhowto Instagram feed, which I really would like to be doing that all day long. It's really fun. Restraining myself from social media in general, except for my Creative Sandbox community. I will be there, but I am working on restraining myself from Facebook and all other social media aside from that. And I will even be restraining myself from email. In fact, I set up an autoresponder already that says, I am real seriously limiting my time on email. This is not verbatim. I don't remember exactly what it says, while I focus my attention on this project. So if you're, if this is urgent, and you don't hear from me, you know, if you're in my inner circle and you have my text number, you can text me, or here's a phone number and give me a call. Yeah, it's going to be really hard. Anyway, the upshot is that for this calligraphy newsletter, I basically said, you may not be hearing much, if anything, from me for the next couple of months. It makes me really sad, really sad. But as a wise person once said, we have to learn to say no to the small yeses so that we can say yes to the bigger yes inside. And this book is my big yes. I have got to get this done by the time I turn 50. Okay, I'm giving myself a possible out that if I can't, if, you know, I really can't make it happen before I turn 50, if I can get it done in 2016, that will still be okay. I mean, it'll all be okay anyway, but I am going to do my darndest to get this book done by the time I turn 50 in November. Believe me, this scares the kerfluffagus out of me. My gremlins are going nuts. How can I possibly make this book as good as I want it to be? You know, who am I kidding? Who wants to listen to what I have to say? This is a stupid waste of time. Nobody's going to pay attention. Maybe five people will buy this book. Who are you kidding? That is what my gremlins tell me every day. And it terrifies me to put into writing and to tell you on the podcast that this is what I'm doing. Because now I'm on the hook for it. But I am turning 50 and God dang it, I cannot put this off anymore. So, as I said to my calligraphy subscribers, I will be back with more calligraphy goodies after the dust settles, hopefully around mid or late November. And for the podcast, I've been debating about what to do. I really don't want to go on hiatus. That doesn't feel good to me. But here's what you can expect. You can expect some combination of the following. I may be posting riffs, improvised riffs on what's going on with the book. I may be posting, sharing, recording, publishing, whatever the word is, excerpts from the book. I may be publishing some interviews that I have in the can that I've never edited, and practice imperfectionism and lower my standards and let them be, you know, just pop an intro and an outro and let them be unedited and minimal show notes. I may be doing that. And I may be republishing some best of episodes from, you know, the podcast has been going for over a year now. So I may be pulling some from the archives and republishing some best ofs. Now, really, it's only, hopefully, only about 8 or so episodes that we're talking about. It's not really that much in the scheme of things. But I did want to let you know because, you know, you've gotten used to my podcast being a certain way, and they may be changing quite a bit for the next couple of months. And I wanted you to know why. And I'm hoping that all of this is basically a good model for you to figure out what you need to do to accomplish the things that are important to you. What changes do you need to make in your life to make space for the things that you really want to make happen, but haven't happened yet because you haven't made space for them. So consider me your role model in that, if you like, and I hope it's helpful for you. Of course, if I get to November and I'm nowhere near getting done with this book, then I'll be very embarrassed. But the good news is today, I'm recording this on Monday, actually, and I've made a commitment to putting 2 hours a day into the book. And today what I did is I took the first section of content, It's actually kind of two different sections. And I went through it and started editing. And I also did some very light formatting. This is not final formatting at all. It's just setting up the Word document. I'm not going to be using Word as my final final tool for producing the document. I'll be using Adobe InDesign. But the content, the manuscript is in Word. And so I changed the page size to be the same page size that I'm planning on using when I have the book printed. And, you know, just set up some very light formatting, like page breaks at the end of little, you know, sections to get a sense of how many pages we're actually looking at. And today, this is kind of exciting. It was at a little over 11,000 words. And with the page size, the font that I'm using, the margins that I have set up and stuff, that came out to about 68 pages. And that's about, I think it's a little less than half of the book. So it's not going to be a super long book, but I want to include artwork and there will be activities for you to do in the book, some invitations for you to do. And it's starting to come together. I mean, I'm still at the beginning of it, but I'm not really at the beginning of it. I'm really in the middle of it. I'm in the messy middle. That's where I am. Ay, 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 ay. But I put in 2 hours and 47 minutes today. I'm using this tracking timer, online timer called Toggle, TOGGL.com. So I'm feeling very pleased and very hopeful. And yeah, that's what's going on. So next week, not sure what you're going to be getting at this point, but it will be one of the things that I referred to earlier. And I will be keeping you posted on what's happening with the book. And hopefully I'll be able to start taking pre-orders maybe as early as October. Right now, the other thing that I'm doing regarding the book is talking with somebody about possibly editing, because I know I need a good editor. And I will be doing things like probably using 99 Designs to get a cover design made and things like that. And I'll be happy to share all that info with you as we go along. So, woo, this is very scary. Anyway, I hope that in addition to being scary for me, that it is useful for you and maybe will inspire you to make some changes in your life to finally get to that big scary thing that you've been wanting to do but have not managed to make time for. All right, that is it. I am signing off and I will talk to you again next week. But first, again, thank you so much for joining me. And really, if you've been getting value out of this podcast, tell a friend. I would be so grateful if you would tell your friends. And if you haven't done so already, hop on over to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and review. There's the little stars where you can leave your rating. And then there's space. If you have to like type in a title and type in your review, go to iTunes and do that. And if you don't know how to do it, because God knows iTunes does not make it intuitive, you can go to livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. And I walk you through step by step how to leave that review. Okay, that is it for today. Go get creating, and I will see you next week. And thanks again for joining me. Bye. Live creative now. Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.